Cold, slippery, and downright dangerous. A Caredevil fic written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Matt isn't particularly fond of snow. Foggy and Karen decide that it's time for the Devil of Hell's Kitchen to build a snowman. There was a rare moment of peace in the offices of Nelson, Murdoch, and Page about 4 days before Christmas. The sudden influx of clients slowed, and Matt was actually able to deal with his overflowing in-tray for once. That meant working closely with Karen, his business partner and girlfriend of 3 months. She seemed to have anticipated things slowing down this week and had scanned all the documents he needed to read so that they were easily accessible via the use of his braille display or his screen reader if the rare peace and quiet got too boring. Of course, with Foggy being in the office, quietness didn't tend to happen. Today was no exception. Foggy was taking advantage of the lack of appointments to blast Christmas music from his office. He was clearly looking forward to the annual Nelson get-together. Matt was too, just not quite as much as he was looking forward to a quiet Christmas Eve, or as Karen called it, date night. She set a glass of mulled wine on his desk, a sure sign that it was time to take a break, and in all likelihood, an early Christmas present from Josie, who pretended that he and Foggy were a nuisance, but actually had quite the soft spot where they were concerned. Matt picked up the glass of mulled wine and leaned back in his chair as he observed quite playfully, "You're in a good mood today, Miss Page." "It's Christmas in a few days," Karen reminded him. Matt frowned thoughtfully as he considered this. "That doesn't explain your good mood today." "It's all the anticipation," said Karen as Matt sipped his drink. "Oh, I'm not buying it, sweetheart," he declared, his voice running low and husky. He set the glass back on his desk and reached for Karen, taking her hand and tucking her down onto his lap. He was quite shameless when it came to her. The open affection was new for him, but Karen loved it and Foggy encouraged it. There was nothing his best friend wanted more than to see him settled and happy, like Foggy was with Marcy. "It snowed last night," said Karen as Matt dropped a soft kiss in her sweet, smelling hair. "Ah," he replied, frowning slightly. Karen seemed to read his mind with almost alarming speed and clarity. "You don't like snow?" Matt shook his head. "I hate it." "How can you hate it?" Karen exclaimed, seeming to take his dislike of a weather phenomenon as a personal attack. "It makes everything look magical." Matt's lip quirked into a half smile. His objection to snow wasn't based on how it looked, as Karen knew perfectly well. He was somewhat amused by her reaction, actually, and he stifled a chuckle before the sound could escape, endeavoring to explain his dislike of New York's winters. "Snow is cold." He started just as the shuffle of Foggy's footsteps announced his best friend's presence in his office. "Oh, here we go," said Foggy, giving a melodramatic groan. "Well, it is," said Matt, his tone defensive. "It's cold, slippery, and downright dangerous if you're vision impaired." "Liar, liar, pants on fire," Foggy countered in a sing-song voice that would have delighted a jury. Matt gave an irritated huff. "I'm not lying." "You're also not telling her the real reason," said Foggy, sounding unbearably smug. Matt groaned as Karen slipped off his lap, clearly annoyed at the idea that he was keeping secrets from her. He wasn't, and he sent a glare in Foggy's direction, which seemed to go entirely unnoticed. Matt sighed and shook his head, picking up his glass of mulled wine and taking a sip. "So, what's the real reason you hate snow?" Karen asked as Matt choked on his wine and coughed. "Heavy snowfalls mute everything, which means no daredeviling," said Foggy with an air of sheer delight. 100% Matt Murdock, kick-ass liar, minus the ass-kicking. "I could still kick your ass," Matt grumbled into his wine. "Is that any way to talk to your secret Santa?" asked Foggy, his tone indignant. "Foggy!" Karen exclaimed reproachfully. "That's supposed to be a secret." "Well, we are talking about his secret, so I let mine slip," said Foggy in a defensive tone that made Matt laugh. "It's Matt's fault." Matt didn't even try to deny it. He just sipped his wine and melted into the soft sound of Karen's quickly stifled laugh. He loved that sound. He knew as well as Karen did that there was rarely anything in it when he and Foggy argued like this. They'd had big, proper arguments, of course, but not for a long time now. Their friendship was stronger than ever these days. "Returning to our original topic of conversation," Matt said with dignity, "no, I don't like snow, Karen. It's impractical." "It's not supposed to be practical," Karen exclaimed in disbelief. "You're telling me," said Mud, struggling not to smile. "It's fun. Back me up here, Foggy," said Karen with a pleading tone that Mud was totally weak for. "It is," Foggy confirmed enthusiastically. "Snowball fights, ice skating, building a snowman, sledding." Mud shook his head, a bemused smile curving his lips. He was losing this argument, and he knew it. But unlike when he was standing in a courtroom, he didn't mind losing an argument to Karen and Foggy. They were so sweet and well-intentioned that it was impossible to be annoyed with them for too long. "It's all fun and games until someone slips and falls," he observed grimly. "Okay, Grandpa," Foggy retorted sarcastically. Karen's tone was gentle as she said, "Have you ever done it?" "Slipped and fallen?" Mud replied, unable to resist. "No," said Karen with a half laugh. "Any of that, sledding, building a snowman?" "Of course I have," said Mud, his tone coming out hard and flat. He couldn't help it. He got defensive whenever the topic of his childhood came up. He'd had one. People sometimes talked about it like he hadn't, like losing his vision had robbed him of any kind of joy or happiness, and it simply wasn't true. Yeah, times had been hard back then, but he and his dad had some good times in between the bad. It was a disservice to his dad's memory to pretend those times hadn't happened. Jack Murdoch was a good dad. "Watching me fall on my ass that time I took Marcy ice skating doesn't count, Mud," said Foggy, redirecting his attention for the moment. "Watching you?" Mud repeated incredulously. "How could I possibly watch you?" Foggy groaned. "You knew what I meant. You probably felt the seismic impact." "Seismic? I'm pretty sure your ass hitting the ice wasn't registerable on the Richter scale, Foggy," Mud pointed out. "You know what I mean," Foggy insisted impatiently. Mud shook his head and slowly finished his wine, savoring the warm notes of clove, cinnamon, nutmeg, and spiced fruit. It tasted like Christmas, like fruitcake and like the good memories. His grandmother had liked mulled wine. Years later, he still remembered how it smelled and how it tasted. He sneaked a sip a handful of times. "Mud?" Karen murmured, her tone gentle. Mud sighed and muttered, "I've built a snowman before." Foggy snorted. When you were 5? Mud closed his eyes and said very quietly, "When I was 9. He'd hear a pin drop in the ensuing silence, and he knew that Foggy and Karen were giving each other a look. Hell, they were probably looking at him too. He sighed, dreading the thing he'd been trying to avoid for years. Pity. He didn't need or want it. "That was the last time?" said Karen, sounding heartbroken. Mud sighed. "That was the last time." Foggy said hesitantly, "Your dad never..." "Never," said Mud, his tone hollow and empty. Foggy asked another question, and Mud really wished he wouldn't. "The other kids at the orphanage never invited you to?" "Not even once," said Mud, listening to Karen's sympathetic sigh with something like irritation. He rarely talked about it for a reason. He didn't want people to feel sorry for him. He'd had some lonely years, yes, and he'd had some bad years. Those years didn't matter anymore. They didn't define him. What he was building with Foggy and Karen and what he spent most nights fighting for defined him now. He was Daredevil. That was a choice, his choice, and he would make it again and again until people realized he wasn't just that kid something bad had happened to a long time ago. "Okay. Karen, if you want to grab the keys, I'm going to get the door and we're going to go out into the parking lot and build us a snowman," said Foggy in such a soft tone that Mud forgot to be defensive. "We don't have to," Mud protested, letting Karen take his hand and draw him to his feet anyway. "Oh yeah, buddy, we do," said Foggy as Mud let Karen take the wine glass and set it right on his desk. "He's right, Mud," Karen murmured with a smile in her voice. "We need to build a snowman." Mud sighed and relented. Foggy and Karen were right. It had been a long time, and maybe, just this once, it was what he needed to touch the snow outside and find, not an obstacle, but something magical, in Karen's words. When he slipped her hand in his, he knew he'd already found that something magical. Friendship, and the beginnings of something that he might one day be tempted to call something more. Love.